All right, Phil Nicoletti, Hangtown, back on a 450, outdoors, 9-9 on the day. But you pulled a hole shot, which I don't know if that makes you happy or mad because you got ninth.
It was nice to finally pull a hole shot and get up front where I belong. I haven't ripped a hole shot in a long time. So it's been, that part for me has been a struggle, and I got some more power and, you know, horsepower that kind of suits my style. I can finally use it to my advantage. But, you know, 9-9 for the day, for me, is actually a win. I've only had 2 weeks on the bike, you know what I mean? It's kind of, and it's a whole new chassis, and I'm starting from scratch, so it was a lot to take in, and that track wasn't easy by any means. Yeah. So
harder pack than other Hangtowns, right?
Yeah, real hard pack in Square Edge. Like the harder bumps are really hard to ride. You know what I mean? Especially for me, since I'm used to the more softer dirt. But it was good. It made the track different, not so generic like we're normally riding. So it was good. Like I said, I struggled with stomach issues all day. Maybe I had a little too many electrolytes, so kind of couldn't flush out of my system. But for me, it's a win. I'll take it. 9-9 for ninth, I would assume. And go back Tuesday and do some more testing. Like I said, it's been hard. I've been really limited, but Johnny Ohlers did a fantastic job with me and, you know, trying to get a good base setting for Hangtown. So, and it's not easy with not much time, you know.
I have the same bike. Do you want any setup tips at all?
I heard your setup dip, so you got to. You're gonna get the full works next week, so you're lucky.
Bloss came into you there in the second moto. You stopped for a second. I wasn't sure if he clipped your bar and broke your bar, clipped your clutch, clipped your front brake, or something. Like the way you slowed there, I was like, "What happened?" But what went on there?
Yeah, the guy pretty much clipped my whole right side. So it's I don't know what he was doing. I think he just kind of bonsaied a little bit. When I see him, I'm going to have a little talk with him. But it was a bit unnecessary. I really thought I broke my elbow there at first. So I kind of was just like in a little bit of shell shock. So I'll talk to Benny and figure out what that whole deal was about and go from there.
Passing Roczen late in the moto. He was hurting, I think.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that as a win.
I'm just saying it like, yeah.
Yeah, like, for me, it's cool to say I passed Kenny. I passed Stu one time at Washougal, but it's not the normal Stu and not the normal Roczen that you're used to. So, obviously, I know he's struggling, but he'll get back to peak form here sooner or later. So, I actually told him there before the first gate drop, it's good to have him back. So we need the guy, whether you like him or not. So, but for me, we'll go back, get ready for Glen Helen. We'll have a short week because we got to fly out for a Suzuki thing. And then on Thursday, which you should be going to since you're an RM Army guy. And then, press day Friday. Hope to God they fix those jumps at Glen Helen.
Yeah, what is up with these things? I've been hearing about them.
God bless it. You see some of those?
No, I haven't seen any.
I'm not jumping those 40 guys deep. There's no freaking way I'm doing that. So hopefully they change it.
Last year, I believe, Coombs got there on Friday and said, hey, this and this and this need to go. I have a feeling they'll do that again next week.
Yeah, well, they did that in 2016 and 15 and 17. It's just like, why do you even have to go there? Like, no one wants to jump that for an hour and a half straight. Right. You know what I mean? Between practice and moto. So it's just not cool. And that section gets pretty rough. So, right. But not to get too much off topic. Yeah, I'm happy with Hangtown, and they just keep plugging.
Troll Train got fourth overall.
Yeah, he was a little sluggish there in the first moto, which that's how Alex is. He's always been like that. So second moto, he's right there. Three of my buddies, 1, 2, 3, so I can't complain. And it's going to be a long, grueling season for everyone.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep.